Part 4. The Newspaper Report. David had had a lovely day with his mum. They'd got the train to the seaside. They'd had ice creams and later fish and chips for lunch. When they got home, they dropped into the local shop and bought some potatoes and beans for their dinner. Mum also bought a local newspaper. When they got home, Mum put the potatoes in the microwave oven. David sat in the kitchen with her, looking at the newspaper. A photo on the front page shocked him. It was a picture of an old man. But not any old man. It was the old man who lived next door. And underneath, he read the headline, United Heroes Cup Final Medal Stolen. David read on. Arthur Stevens, the last surviving player from United's cup-winning team of 1952, returned from watching United's 3-0 home victory against Chelsea to find his cup-winning medal had been stolen from his house. Police have asked for help from the public. David couldn't believe that the old man next door was a former United player. Mum! Yes, love. Look! His mum looked, frowning as she did. That's what the man in the baseball cap was after, David said. His mum nodded. Can I phone the police? David asked. Mum looked scared. Mum! David, love, she said. It's best we stay out of it. But I saw... I know you did, love, but you know what happened to those people who reported the robbery at the shop? David frowned. But I want to help him. The old man. He's a star footballer. Mum shook her head. What if I phone Crime Stoppers? David pleaded. No. And that was it. David could do nothing. That night, David went to bed early. He felt strange. He had never in his life before thought his mum was wrong about something. But he thought she was about this. If no one reported the crime, the thief would get away with it and the old man would never see his medal again. David went to the top of the stairs, thinking he should go and argue with his mum, something he had never done either. And then he heard her voice. She was on the telephone. Is that Crime Stoppers? She asked. And David smiled. She was calling the police, after all.